Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Y'all know what it is. This is the first Friday of the month, which means it is time for the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, Men's Day, testimonies on the goodness of the Lord, being delivered from sin, being delivered from bondage of the world. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building on today. And we're going to get started in just a second. We will have Sister Denise, amen, the proprietor of the line, amen. And, of course, Bishop Matt Page will be on, amen, hosting also Men's Day on the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. We invite y'all to call in. You can call directly into the station, 515-602-9782, 515-602-9782. Or you can call our backup line, which is 774-220-4000, 774-220-4000. And that access code to get into that number is 319-2020. We're going to get started in just a second, but right now I'm just so grateful for everything God.
Come on, put your hands together.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace has kept me.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace?
someone, hunt somebody next to you, tell them, I was really down, I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him, just thank him.
I almost let go.
Appreciate everybody that's tuning in. This is Men Day. Can I get some men to say amen? Can I get a man to say amen? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Come on, we're going to rise up. God. You know, God wants to build an army, and he wants an army of men. You know, the Bible can't be won unless the men rise up, and we got to realize that who God made us. And what God did for us, you know, he told us to be the head. He told us to lead the pack. You know, every time there's a battle, you know, God has the man to lead the battle. And so we got to stand up, especially in these last days. Young boys need to be turned around. Young boys need to be mentored. Even young girls need to be mentored. But the men got to get in place, and we got to get it back together. And so we're going to say this is Men's Day. Give another shout. Let the women know that. Hey, man, we here. We here. Come on, give another
Amen.
Shout.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But I got somebody with you. Somebody do a prayer for me today.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for gathering the men together on today on one accord. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that you put in our hearts to pour out onto your people today, Lord. And let one of our testimonies touch somebody, Lord, to let them know that we almost let go, but your grace and mercy was there for us, and you kept us through all hurt, harm, and danger, and it's because of you that we are alive and still here today. And we just want to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We want to bind and rebuke any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving whatever you have for us on today. And once again, we praise you and we magnify you in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just thank God. Thank God today. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture or two, because we're going to get in it, and then we come back in later on. St. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And that is the thing, the reason and the purpose that God gave his Son, so that we all be saved, and so that we can all have life, so that we can be delivered from the punt. Well, I call it the wages of death. In other words, we needed a pardon. And maybe somebody need a pardon right now, amen, that can erase your slate. And that's what God came to erase the slate, make our slate clean, deliver us from the punishment of death. And that is what Jesus did for us. And if you can believe that he died and rose again on the third day, you can be saved. You shall be saved. And the reason we come today is because that's what it's all about today. We come to give a praise, to give a glory unto God. Amen. To tell of his good works and tell of the wonderful things that he's done for you. And when we say we come today to give praise and give thanks, because you want everybody to know you are God. You appreciate what he's done for you. You appreciate life. You appreciate where he brought you from. I know you was in something, and God brought you out of it. And whether it was sin, whether it was drugs, whether it was, you know, a lot of men, you don't like to tell the truth, you know, that God brought you off the streets, you know what I mean? And, you know, you was a gigolo, you was a pimp, or whatever you might have been. We don't like to talk about that, but that's what you did. And you need to let somebody know that it was God that brought you out of that. And you got to tell somebody about it because someone might be doing the same thing. You know, some of you might have been might have raped somebody, amen. And you might not want to tell it, but, you know, God brought you out of it if you're not doing it anymore. Praise God. We just pray that you're not doing that anymore. So whatever's happened, we got people who have been raped, who've been molested, and God brought them out. And so, you know, a lot of things we don't like to tell. Well, I'm going to keep that here. Well, you know, those that hide it can't get, you know, you can't get delivered from something that you don't, you won't disclose. That's why God said we have to confess our sin and we have to forsake our sin. And so that we can get delivered from those things. And I know sometimes shame keep you down sometimes. Because most of the time people won't tell things because of shame. And I always say that the enemy of deliverance is shame. And most people are not delivered now is because that enemy works on them because they have been made ashamed. Psalm chapter 40, verse 2. Here's the Psalm of David. He said, He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my foot upon a rock, and then he extends my going. He has put a new song in my mouth, even the praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respected not the proud, nor search has turned aside to lie. Many, O Lord, my God, for thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. I will declare and speak of them. They are more than can be numbered. Amen. And we can see here a testimony of David here, how God brought him out, the place that he was in, and set his foot up and turned his life around. And because if God did this for David, he's the same God yesterday, he's the same today and forevermore. And if he brought David out of this, the reason that God give us this word is because he give us this word so we can see what he did to somebody else. And so that you can know that he'll do that for you. And so that is why we come today, is because we want to give a testimony of where God brought you out. What kind of pit was you in? You know, were you in a slave pit? What bad place that you was in? You know, some of us were dealing with our minds and dealing with our, I call it the game pit. You know, we were in games and we was doing horrible things. And so God brought us out of it. He turned your life around. And so today, as testimony says, we like to say, don't be afraid to share where God brought you from. David wasn't afraid to share where God brought him from. And if David wasn't ashamed to say where God brought him from, then we can't be ashamed to tell somebody else where God brought us from. And so we just appreciate y'all tuning in today. This is Men's Day. This is the day the men going to give their testimony. And this is the day the men going to tell where God brought them from. And so we're going to give an opportunity. And I know we got my brother on, Brother Duke, on today. Amen. Well, Brother Duke, would you like to be the first one to give a testimony today?
He's not on. They were on earlier, Bishop. He's not on.
Oh, Brother Duke got off? Amen. I wanted to hear from Brother Duke because Brother Duke, you know, he would have a good testimony. Amen. Praise God. Who's going to be first today? You're going to tell where God brought him from?
Let me.
Go ahead, Brother Bryant.
That's what I've been through. And I think sometimes the God makes me remind me what I've put his brother through. You know, I was born back when I was born way back down in 1938. Way back then. And a lot of people on this line right now don't even know what happened back in 1938. I had to pick cotton, I had to chop cotton, I had to plant corn, I had to fly behind a mule. But yet, you know, you see that God had me picked out. Because a lot of stuff that was going on back there, he didn't let me do it. You know, because he brought me through all the stuff that I was doing, he brought me through it. Not even, don't even like.
Go ahead, Brother
Dan. I'm going to tell the truth of what happened to me, you know.
Go ahead.
I pick cotton. I fly mules. Then I got out of the fly mules. Then I started driving tractors. Then when I started driving tractors, then I rode horses. I did some everything in the world that God, you know, that he brought me to. He brought me all the way up. Then I got married. Till I got married I was 22 when I got married. But he brought me, he made sure that I did the right thing. Because God, I thought sometimes I have a pit when he brought me through all this mess that I've done. You know, well, I just picked, you know, then he goes, he already gave me something good in my life. He took me out of flying mule. He brought me a tractor to ride on. Then I even turned the tractor upside down because God brought me through so much. Little horses. Got thrown off the horses. He just said me so bad. My mom already told me, believe in God. So, and I believe in God all my days of my life, but I just didn't do what he wanted me to do. I did the opposite instead of doing what he wanted me to do. But yet still, he stood by me. You know.
Amen. Amen.
God is good. You know, you never think about what God ain't doing for you. I mean, the only thing you got to do is thank God. You know, he didn't let me, I went to the bar. I didn't catch him with my bar. I went to the movies. You know, that's about all I did, mostly. But to go to the bar, instead of getting, I didn't catch him with my people nowhere, because people always, to me, always wanted to fight. And I didn't like that fight stuff, you know. I try to love everybody. But the Lord, he was with me. I just actually, Pastor Payne, I could just look back over my life, man. I could say, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for all you had done for me. He had brought me through a mess that you would never thought I'd been through.
Amen.
You know, you say we ashamed. All the stuff which I've been holding back some of the stuff that I've done, man. But, you know, nobody knew that but me and God. But God has been so good to me, Pastor. And I thank you so much for the way you have been with me. You have taught me. You did stuff for me that my mom and dad and everything. You younger than you younger than me. I should be telling you, but you telling me. Thanks God for you, Pastor. You always been a good man to me. Thank you, Jesus. So you
right
now. That's why I'm married, rather, because of you. Because of
thank
you.
You
took me to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have mercy on me. You good brother. You showed me nothing. Have mercy.
Hallelujah.
I could just talk to the baby because God would be good to me. He has brought me from nothing to where I'm at right now. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pay, for letting me be so, to be express myself. Thank you.
Amen. Thank God for Brother Brian. He just wanted to express himself. You know, just a testimony for Brother Brian. I thank the Lord, but I thank Brother Brian and his family. And the reason I am where I am now, it was the help of the Lord, but it was Brother Brian and his family that helped me up when I was there and I didn't have anything. They were the one gave me a place to stay. They were the one to tell me, really took care of me for 7 years. Amen. His wife fed me every day. I never missed a meal. And even when his wife didn't cook, she would buy me food just like she bought her children. They treated me like a son. Now, not only just a son, they treated me just like they were their son. And no matter what I needed, they were there for me. And the reason I thank them so much and thank the Lord for it, Brother Brad, because of their heart, his kind heart and thing. When I left Kentucky and I didn't have anywhere to go, and his wife came by and said, well, why don't you come on, go stay with me? And I said, well, I didn't even know them. I wasn't married at the time, and I was just surprised that she would even ask me, come on, go home with me, and I'll help you till you get on your feet. And I moved to Mobile, Alabama. When I moved to Mobile, Alabama, they took me in, gave me a place to stay. And I guess about the second week I was there, I think I got a job and went to work. And after going to work, about a month, two later, his wife went and rented a house across from where they live. I said, she rented the house now, across from where they live. Went downtown, put two bedrooms of furniture in the house, refrigerator, stove, everything that I needed. She put it in the house for me. And then every day I got home from work, she had a meal for me. Oh, hallelujah. And when I looked at that, that might be even something, you know, even your own family members wouldn't do. But they cooked for me every day, took care of me. If I got in trouble, they was there for me. And I want to just thank God for Brother Brian and his family. And I want to say they've been a help in my life. And anything I can do or whatever I can do, there wouldn't be nothing I would withhold from them. If I got it, they got it. Because when I didn't have it, they was there for me. And many times, that's where we have to be for other people sometimes. Because when you don't have it, somebody else got it. And that is why we should help somebody else up. Always help somebody else up. When we help somebody else up, then when you get in need, they'll help you up. So I thank God for Brother Brian and his wife and his family, all of their children. They're just like my brothers. I don't whip a few of them. I guess Brother Timmy gone now. When I whip him, he talk about it all the time. And I'm not too much older than he is. But I thank them as being my family members that helped me through when I needed help. And so don't forget, never forget to help somebody else up. Never forget to give when you got it. Never neglect that, because you don't never know when you're going to need something yourself. And so thank God for Brother Brian this morning. Mm-hmm. Can I read just another scripture, amen, before we go to the next person, amen? I'd like for you to turn to Luke chapter 13. Amen, Luke chapter 13 and verse 1. He said, there was present at that season some that told him of the Galilean, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifice. And Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that the Chaldeans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. for those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell on, and slew them. Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. Yeah. I was looking here, you know, I know they was telling Jesus about that, thought Jesus was going to condemn Pilate for what he had done and how he had mingled the sacrifice. And they thought that just because that was done, Jesus was going to have something to say. But he was trying to let them know, your sin is not because of what you do all the time, but your sin is because of who you are. I hope y'all get that. Sin is not because of what you do, but your sin is because of who you are. I believe that David said, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so because of our father had sin in him, and so you're born into sin. And the reason you do what you do because of who you are. And this is why God tells us we need to repent and be born again, because your nature needs to be changed. That is where God gives us another nature, give us another desire to go in a different direction that we are going. And so that's why we need to repent, because Jesus talked about the tower of Siloam that fell upon them. You know, it was something that just happened. You know, something can happen to the righteous as well as the wicked, amen. It don't mean those things happened to them just because they was wicked. It happened to them just because that's just the way things are. And so we have to realize, just because I used to say, well, I don't bother nobody, you know, I don't do this, I don't do that, but I wasn't a sinner because of that. I was a sinner because I was born in sin. And you have no righteousness of your own. When the Pharisee said that he thought he was righteous, and because he thought he was so righteous on his own and not realize that it was the blood of the sacrifice that was causing him to be righteous, that God looked at him as being righteous. And so we need some blood in our life today. And Jesus is the one that shed his blood so that you can have righteousness in your life, so that your sin can be forgiven. And he said, except you repent from what you're doing and turn and go a different way. And we said repent means to go in reverse. We always say repent means to change your mind. And you need to change your mind about who you are and realize that you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because we all have sinned and come short of the glory, we need some blood somewhere so that we can be forgiven of the sin, so that we can be forgiven of our iniquity. And don't think that bad things just happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people also. So don't think that you're so good now that can't no bad thing happen to you. Because God reigned on the just as well as the unjust. And things happen to the unjust as well as the just. And so except you repent today and turn from your wicked ways, amen, you also will perish. Amen. Is there somebody else? Who else? We have Bishop Bailey on today. You on today, Bishop Bailey? Is Bishop Bailey on, Sister Denise? I can't see the...
No, Davis, Willie Davis. And then you have someone else, 469 number.
All right. Who else going to give a testimony today?
Okay, I'll give one.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, this is Evangelist Davis. I'm giving glory and praise to God, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, the Lord Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Nazareth. And we just thank God for his precious Holy Spirit. Amen. I think let me start at baptism. At 11 years old, Mom started encouraging me to get baptized. So I got baptized at the Baptist church. And that summer when we were out in the country, my Uncle Aaron, he asked me, he said, well, I heard you got baptized. He said, did you see anything? I said, no. He said, said, did you feel anything? I said, no. He said, and you ain't got anything. Ooh, he made me so mad. He made me so hot. But he asked me to forgive him about a year later when I stopped going over by his house. But he was right, you know. He said, I went in the water, a wet devil, and came, I mean, a dry devil, and came out a wet devil. That's the saying. You don't tell no young kid nothing like that, you know. As far as I was concerned, you know, I was baptized, and I believed, so as far as I was concerned, I was saved. But, no, I hadn't received the Spirit of God, not as of yet. It's a difference from being baptized. Just being baptized and receiving the spiritual baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's altogether different. That didn't happen until I was 34 years old when I received the Holy Spirit. That's when that happened. And things changed too when I received God's nature, because my understanding unfolded. My power increased, you know. Everything started unfolding. I started blossoming like a flower, you know. People were saying I was the handsomest thing around there. I was like, really? I didn't see that when I looked in the mirror. But God will bring you out. He has his way. Yeah, I went up to live with my dad in Ohio and started everything that went wrong. I started getting the blame for it. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? And it was pretty intense up there. By the time I was 21, something like that, I'm trying to find out who I am as a man, what kind of man I'm supposed to be. So I heard palm readers can help you with that. Remember, I'm not saved yet. So I end up seeking out this palm reader in Cleveland, Ohio. And this man turned out to be a warlock. Spread all kind of lies out about me. And when I realized, hey, you're in bad company, my dad and them was right. And I stopped going to him. But it was a lot of confusion, a lot of lies. Being told. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I never said a mumbling word. You know, I got a bad habit of letting people think whatever they want to think sometime, and I don't know how good that is or not, but I found myself that way because I began to see that people have so many kind of different imaginations. And they'll go by things that they hear instead of having facts. And then later on in life, come to find out, I was the same way, because certain things that were supposed to be true and inherent about the Word of God, come to find out, a lot of it's made up. So I'm at the point right now, I'm trying to figure out the differences between what was true written in the Bible, because there's a lot of truth in the Bible, and the lies that man made up. I realize now that the Catholic Church, the Jesuit priests, and the Pope, they put out
We'd like to give you a testimony. Brother Dave, we just like to give a testimony today.
Okay.
David. What did you do for you? Not what was bad and not what was that. We want to know what God did for you, and whatever God did for you is not a lie.
Yeah, amen. because God saved my soul.
Amen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because that's what the Lord did. He saved my soul. He saved me from guilty conscience and confusion and just a lot of pain. And, you know, when you receive the Holy Spirit, there's a certain amount of clarity that you begin to have and understanding, not only about yourself, but about other folks and what have you. So, yeah, through God's teachings, the Beatitudes and all of his teachings, I became a more complete and a whole person, and I'm grateful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank God. Amen. You know, out of all the things that goes on in people's life, and we find our ups and downs, but even through our ups and downs, no matter what somebody else say, I know what God did for me. And what I know what God did for me, then that's the word is truth. You see, sometimes we get off. Sometimes we get off on what somebody else changed, what somebody else did, what the other people did, and how they did it. But do you know for yourself what God did for you? If you know God made a change in your life, then I can say truly whether or not they took something out or put something in. I do know when I called upon the Lord, he helped me.
Amen.
And he brought me out of the place. And when God brought me out of the jailhouse, I don't need no Bible to tell that. That's
Amen.
An experience that I had with God, and that's what we like to hear, the experience that you had with God, what God did for you. I don't need a Bible to tell me now what God did for me, amen. I know when I was in jail and I was locked up, and I know I heard the voice of God. I heard that for myself. I know I heard the voice of God because I wasn't even thinking about God too much at that time. But I know I heard the voice of God speak to me. And that was an encounter that I had with God. And I know when I asked God to get me out of the trouble that I was in, God got me out of the trouble. So, you know, so that could be a more powerful testimony than what you heard. That's something that you experienced. And so when we come to give a testimony about God, you can tell the experience you had, regardless of whatever is not true, regardless of whatever else is not true, I know what he did for me is truth. I went to court, and I know the case was dismissed, and I could have went to prison or assault with a deadly weapon, but I know it was God that caused that guy not to show up to say what I did to him, and therefore there was no charge brought against me. See, I know that to be true, whether or not I read. It wasn't something that I read, because a lot of times we get off on what we read, but what is it that you experienced with God? Have you had an experience with God? Have you been in something that you know that it was God brought you to? Have you been in an accident and you know you could have died in that thing, but God brought you out of that? And so those are the kind of things we want to hear, your experience with God. Amen. And that's what we want to hear about your experience, how good God has been to you. Amen. Amen. And so thank God for your testimony. Amen. Brother Prevost, you got a song and a testimony?
Amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, everybody on the line today. I do have a testimony, praise God. I thank God for delivering me. And I just really noticed this in the past maybe year and a half. I thank God for delivering me from vengeance. Like I've testified before that I'm still a rapper, but I used to be, you know, in the world rapping. And when I was in the world, I started out battle rapping. So I'm used to coming back at you. If you say something about me, I'm going to say something about you. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to going toe-to-toe with you. You got something to say, I got something to say. Even, I'd say within the past 5 years, when I first came down here to Arlington, me and one of my best friends, Pastor Lexus, we got into it Bishop was there right there in the middle of the Golden Corral. Because if you ain't going to say nothing, I ain't going to say nothing back. Praise God. But I've noticed in the past maybe year, year and a half, that God has delivered me from that. It was a brother running around basically lying on me. And when I found out he was lying on me, my first instinct was to go at him. He was running around saying, I wasn't baptized in the name of Jesus. I don't believe in baptism. And he was running around, you know, and it was hurt. Like, I feel like now you're not just attacking me. You're attacking my ministry, too. And it was all lies. And the bad part about it, a lot of people in my circle were believing these lies. And I wanted to go at him. I wanted to go at him. But I just disconnected from him. And told everybody around me, I'm disconnected from this dude, and watch this dude. You know what I'm saying? And even to this day, I still got people saying, hey, I thought you believed this. I thought you believed that. And I'm like, well, where did you get that from? Well, so-and-so told me this, or so-and-so told me that. You know, and I still have to hold back wanting to go and charge this dude up because he was across the country. Now he's in the city, you know, and I could go charge him up real quick. But I thank God that he delivered. I mean, he was lying, all kind of lies, you know what I'm saying? And when other people believe the lies that people tell on you, you want to go back at them. And that was my instinct, to go back at them. But God, I guess when I noticed God delivered me from it, I just let it play out, so to speak. And I just thank God for deliverance from vengeance, because that was my thing. You know, I'm not an instigator. I don't start the fight. But if you start with me, I was going to definitely finish. I was going to win. And I wasn't even going to have to put hands on you. I could win with my words. That's how I was. But I thank God that he delivered me from that. He delivered me from feeling a way about people when they believe lies. Like, it's still people, like I say, in my circle today still say, well, I thought you didn't, for example, I thought you didn't listen to Paul, or I thought you wasn't baptized, and I thought you said you didn't have to get baptized. And I say, no, I never, that's not what occurred. That's not what happened, and I have to explain myself to them, you know, and let them know, yo, those was all lies, you know. And I always encourage people, if you hear something about somebody, go ask that person. Don't listen to secondhand information. That's hearsay, and people will lie on you in a minute. But I thank God that I've been delivered from vengeance, from wanting to get you back, from talking about your mama and your daddy and your grandma and finding out information about you. Praise God, I would find out every information I could about you, and I would put it out there before the internet came along. Praise God. So I just thank God that he delivered me from wanting to get people back and defending myself. I remember when I first met Pastor Page, he would tell me all the time, you ain't got to defend yourself. You ain't got to defend yourself. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do when people believe other things that ain't true? You know, but now I understand Jesus never really defended himself. Even when the disciples said, hey, don't you know that they offended by what you said? He said, they going to be offended because, you know, they not woke. They sleep. They not woke like you are. So they going to be offended by what I say. And I thank God for getting that understanding. And I know we pray, you know, about time. So I do have a second part to my testimony. Not only did he deliver me from vengeance, but I thank God for Pastor Bishop Page also. The same testimony he had, well, it ain't exactly the same, but a similar testimony that Bishop Page has about Brother Bryant is a testimony I have about him. You know, he helped me and my wife out when nobody else would. I just thank God for him and his generosity to be able to, you know, put somebody on their feet when they needed to be on their feet. So I just thank God for delivering me from vengeance and put me in contact with people that are here to serve God and to do the will of God. Praise God. And I do got a song. This song is called Heaven or Hell. It's a remake of a Jada Kiss song. I stole his hook and rewrote all my verses, praise God. So I hope y'all like it. It's a song I wrote for the streets, basically, praise God. And a lot of us that's in the church can relate to this because we've been there before. Like Bishop said earlier, we may not admit we was in them streets. We may not admit we was packing pistols and selling dope and pipping females. But we was out there doing all that stuff, and God delivered a lot of us from it. And this is a song to those that are still out there in the streets and doing, you know, all kinds of evil and sin. So I hope y'all like it. It's called Heaven or Hell.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you
down. Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen. Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Uh-huh. Make it into heaven.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that thing, send you home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV, and I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell, but yeah. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't part of what I do. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into heaven.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Called Heaven or Hell. If y'all want to look that up, y'all can go to YouTube and look up the Black Prince of Preachers. I appreciate the time, Bishop and Sister Denise. God bless everybody on the line today, and I hope my testimony helps somebody on today. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Y'all just give Brother Prevo, give him a hand there. We want to encourage him. Amen. Want to encourage him. Amen. Keep on rapping. That's a good song. I'll listen to that song. I'll play that at church. Amen. We'll play that song at church. Amen. Nobody wants to die. Amen. Nobody wants to die.
Hallelujah.
This is why Jesus came to give us life, because nobody wants to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And so if you listen to what the song is being said there, amen, then you'll get to understand. So thank God for that. Amen. Romans chapter 12, right quick. I'm going to read a few scriptures of some things he was saying. Verse 17, Romans chapter 12 and 17. It said, recompense to no man evil for evil. You know, that's what he was saying earlier. He wouldn't do evil. If vengeance belongs to the Lord, you let God take care of you. I've always told them, hey, amen, you don't have nothing to prove to nobody. Mm-hmm. Amen. God is your judge, and God's going to be the jury. Amen. And he's going to say, so you don't need to prove nothing. And just because they do it to you, you don't need to do it to them. So don't do evil for evil. You just provide the thing that is honest. Verse 18 says, if it be possible, he said, as much as lied in you, live peaceable with all men. That means try to get along with everybody. That's the best thing to do. No matter where you are, what situation you're in, try to live peaceable with everybody. Amen. And so I thank God that I try to live peaceable with everybody, amen, as much as possible, amen. I don't mean that I don't get off sometimes. It don't mean I don't go off sometimes. Amen. I admit my faults and ask God to give me strength. Amen. That I don't go off. So sometimes I go off. Amen. I don't know what it is. It's not what I desire to do, but I do it sometimes. Verse 19 said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself. Avenge not yourself. Don't take vengeance for yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For somebody to come against you, give place to that. Let them do it. Amen. Let them do it. Give place to wrath. Let them do it. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, said the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy be hungry, feed him. You know, sometimes that gets to be hard to do sometimes because you don't want to be around them no more. And you don't want to be in their presence. But he said, if your enemy hungry, go on, feed him. Even though he did you wrong, go on, feed him. And if he wants something to drink, thirst, you give him something to drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And we got to learn that because, you know, we're evil for evil person. You did it to me, I'm going to do it to you. But Jesus said, don't do that. You see what they did to me? They hung me up on the cross and put nails in my hand. They put 39 stripes on my back. And then even while I was hanging on the cross, he cried out, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And if Jesus could do that, then we're going to be like Jesus. So even though when they're doing you wrong, you're going to do them right. And even though when they hold something against you, you're not going to hold nothing against them. See, that's the way of the Lord. And that's the life that we are trying to live now, to have a life of joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so thank God for what he did to be the example to us. And because that Jesus is the example, if Jesus did this on the cross, and maybe I would have been saying, get him, Lord, get him. That's why I would have been coming out of my mouth. Yeah, get him, Lord. But Jesus said, forgive them, Lord. And even though he was being put to death in the flesh, but raised up by the Spirit, he still came back to have mercy on the one that did him wrong. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. For the one that do you wrong, you still say, Father, forgive them. And then you will come back to try to save them that did something wrong to you. Lord, have mercy. Ooh, that just hit me a while ago when I thought about that. When somebody's doing me wrong, done did me wrong, I'm going to come back and then deliver the one that did me wrong. Oh, hallelujah. That's mercy. That's what we call a God of mercy. That's a God of truth. That's a God of justice. That's a God of love, amen, and compassion. Realize that you were ignorant of what you did, and he came back to save you. Thank God for Jesus today, amen. Praise God. I know, amen. I know Brother Duke, is Brother Duke on yet?
Bishop, he had to go to class. He was on earlier, but he had to go to class.
Oh, I wanted Brother Duke is in a situation.
Yeah.
Brother Duke come all the time, you know, to give a praise in the morning. And so thank God for Brother Duke came in. Who will be next? Is Bishop Williams on today?
Grace and peace unto you, sir.
Yeah, you got a testimony for us today?
Always. The Lord is so kind that he allow us to see a day that was not promised. Woke us up with the strength and the mindset to be in the right heart with God. I was sitting here just thinking, and a song crossed my mind while I was sitting here. It says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, what needless pain we bear. Some of us just need to remember where God brought us from. Thank you, Elder Prevost. You helped me out today. You reminded me of some things that God delivered me from.
Bless you.
And what took me there was the Bible verse that says in Psalms 8, verse 4, what is man that God Almighty is with him? The Son of Man that God is with him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and had crowned him with glory and honor. Here's what we should have been praising God. Verse 6, thou hast made him have dominion over the work of thy hand.
Mm-hmm.
What have your hands been found guilty doing since God came in and delivered you from some stuff? The old me? Old me wouldn't have went to God in prayer. The old me wouldn't have turned over to God when things came up against me. The old me, Bishop Page, would not have kept the peace. The old me would have threw up everything I could and tore up everything I could just to get to a person that I thought I needed to beat up. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for education and understanding in the trials and tribulation that he allow us to walk in. That God thought enough about us. He was mindful of us to give us a place that we can come to him in peace and literally have peace within us that surpassed all understanding. I'm tripping because my brother still tells me, he reminds me consistently, he reminds me, Bishop Page, you ain't got to defend yourself all the time. And I'm still learning how to be delivered from trying to prove to people I did nothing wrong. My brother said, you become a record of, I did nothing wrong, but I didn't do anything. And sometimes we have to stop and see what it is that we didn't do that we should have did that could have stopped the situation. I want to help somebody out with this today because it helped me. What I didn't do that I should have did, I didn't stop and pray about it. But now that I'm getting in tune with God, I've learned to stop and pray about it. And it's because I stopped and prayed about it that it allowed God to give me dominion over the situation. A peace that would pass all understanding, continue to guide my heart, my mind, my body, and soul. Thank you, Bishop Page, for telling me to get on the call. I passed this around to about 20 other guys, so hopefully all of them got on the call. Hopefully some of them are still on the call. And if you got an inbox message from me, please say hi to Bishop Page and the other people. Kind of let them know that you're on the call listening and share your testimony. Let us know what God did for you. Thank you again, Bishop Page, and to the other callers. God bless you all for allowing this opportunity to speak.
Amen. Thank you, that Bishop Williams. We thank him for taking this time out, Lord, to get on the line today. I appreciate the testimony that you have. I'd like to read in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 12. It said, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. When they believed the things, the preaching that Philip did, they was baptized, both men and women. They heard the truth and they believed the truth that was being preached. Jesus Christ died and rose on the third day and when they believed in the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, they was baptized because they believed in the death and a burial and a resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you haven't done that in your life today, this is what it's all about. We want people to be saved. If you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection, why don't you repent today and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you can receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is there someone else, amen, on the line, like to give their testimony of where God brought you from, what God brought you through? Maybe you was in the hospital and they said you was going to die, but God came there and got you, you know. Testimonies, you know, something that you know that God gave to you. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, God has been merciful to me. I'm only here because he loves me, not that I deserve it. I've been chasing everything but God. Yet, he keeps his word. I know he loves me. He died for me. He talks to me. He doesn't condemn me, but he tells me about the wrong I do. But he still says I love you. You know, thank God, God is not a man that he should lie. Because he said you'll never leave me nor forsake me, and he hasn't. Oh, when all my friends and family have deserted me, he's still right there. Because it's loving for it.
Yes.
Because he has been good to me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And I declare with my mouth that I love God. But you better have some loving action behind it, because you can't fool Jesus. You can't fool him. You wind up fooling yourself. Well, I haven't been so foolish as to say there is no God. But sometimes we act like there isn't a God, as if we're not going to be judged. But the word of God tells us it's once appointed for man to die, and then the judgment. How good is that? That we don't have to face the second death. You don't have to. You may face it, but it'll be your choice. Choose the good, not the evil. You know, we see what's going on in the world. We see what's happening in Israel. As Israel goes, so go the world. Is anything happening in Israel that God has not told us about? Of course not. They wars and wars and wars, and all the nations going to go against Israel. They're going to draw all the nations there. But wherever God draws you, I pray that you love him, that you've obeyed him, that you try to help somebody else come to know our Lord and Savior, because he's the only one. I can't save you. Can't save myself.
Yes, Lord.
I can tell you about the one who came, though.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You better get it while you got time. Because time
yes,
is getting short. How short it is? I don't know. But I need it.
Yes, Lord.
As the word says, you can't make it without it. Can't
yes,
do
Lord.
Nothing.
Yes, Lord.
But glory be to God. This very second, I have an opportunity to get to know my Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Another opportunity. They say a day that was not promised. We got seconds that wasn't promised. But you're still here. Blood still running warm in your body. Accept him. Call upon him. He's going to keep his word. He says,
amen.
If you come upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved.
Father, save me.
And not only
me, save brothers, because you are a Savior.
Yes, Lord.
You are the Lord's Savior. And with that, I'm going to jump off because I got a flat and I don't have the tool to let my tire down. But I got to go get something. I got to get some help because my wife got to go to the bank.
Yeah.
And I better take care of that. But praise be to God who has given me everything that I have.
Thank
God. Nothing that belongs to him. So I'm going to try and give him some praise.
Yes,
I'm going to try and confess him to others. Hey, confess
yes.
him. Because if you deny him before man, you know the answer. You don't want him to deny you before his heavenly Father. Not a good thing. Sorry about being late.
All right,
well,
I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. I'll get it together though with God's help.
Amen.
I'll get it together with his help. He ain't bring me this far for nothing. And he ain't kept me for nothing.
Praise God. Praise God.
You know what? He created us all, right? Everything that God created was good. Guess what? Us to remain good or get back to the good. God bless you guys.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Smothers. We pray for you, Brother Smothers, that the Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will uplift you. The Lord will keep you. And the Lord will provide for you. And
yeah,
so we thank you, for your testimony today of God's goodness to the children of men. I'm going to read another scripture out of verse Acts chapter 8, verse 32. To the place of the scripture which he read was, he was led as a sheep led to slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, yet opened he not his mouth. And in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of someone else, some other man? Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached to him Jesus. Because this is what Jesus, the way it was with Jesus, he was led like a sheep being led to slaughter. You can call it and say they slaughtered him. He was beat unmerciful. When you think about a cat of nine tails going across his back, blood gushing out. When you think about the crowns on his head, as they pushed the thorns into his head, blood gushing out. And even as our Savior hung there, they pierced him in his side, and out came blood and water.
That had to be some kind of love. God in heaven, that got to be some kind of love. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Who that love? Have mercy. 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 Have mercy.
Hallelujah. If he go through all that for you, shall he not give you all things? That whoever come to him and ask him for salvation, he'll give it to you.
Amen.
John cried out, well, what type of love is it? What kind of love is that? That someone would take punishment and go through what he went through just so that you and I wouldn't have to go to hell. He went down and preached it to the spirits that was in spirit and in prison. Then he rose up again. He went down like a man, but he rose like a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. We serve a mighty God that can do anything but fail us. And if you see the love wherewith he had for us, why can't we love him back? Amen. Why can't we love him back? To demonstrate his love for us, he went through all of that. And the only thing he's asking you to do is to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him up from the dead. You can be saved. And if Jesus would take the punishment like that for our sin, can we not make a confession of that? Can we not want to turn and live for the one who did that for you? Are the places and the things that he brought you out of, can you not give him praise for that? Yeah, you was on your deathbed, but he raised you up. Amen. The doctor said you wouldn't want to live, but God raised you up. Amen. You've been in places that you was down, but he raised you up. Cannot we give praise to a Lord and Savior like that? That being led like a sheep being led to slaughter? Oh, why don't somebody give it some praise? Come on, give God a praise right there. Everybody just give a shout out to the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus. That's what everybody said. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you
find anybody else that would be willing to do that for you?
Nobody. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Amen. Did Mr. Bailey come on? Did he come on yet? 2-2. Well, who's gonna be next? Then? Someone hasn't given their testimony.
I think we got Prevost Senior. Is there Prevost Senior? I see two Prevosts on here. We got Brother Greg.
Brother Greg, where's Brother Greg? Come on, Brother Greg. Come on, Brother Greg.
Right here, Bishop. I just you know, it just comes to me. I was just thinking about, you know, what happened recently. My brother just brought back to me. It just came to me as my brother was calling me, and you know, he's locked up in prison right now. And as he keep calling me, it just brings back to me from when I was in the streets myself, you know, and I was thinking about how, you know, God brought me out of that gutter, you know, from the drugs and everything. And I was, you know, praising the Lord that, you know, he brought me out of the gutter from the drugs and you know, the alcohol and everything. And it brought back, you know, how, you know, I was so messed up out there. And I just seen myself as, you know, when I was really out there doing all of this horrible stuff. And I kept saying, you know, Lord, you know, how did you have me stuck out here? And I thought back, you know, from when I first started, you know, doing everything from smoking weed and all of this. And it just, you know, I'm thinking back at when I first started smoking weed at 12 years old. And this is when I first got introduced to it. And I'm just thinking, you know, from 12 all the way up into being a teenager, all the way up until probably maybe 18, 19 years old, you know, I've learned how to smoke weed, drink alcohol, introduced to cocaine when I was probably about 16, 17 years old. And in between 12 all the way to 19, somewhere cut off, you know, I went into the military. And after, you know, maybe 8 years of the military, everything, you know, pretty much stopped. Get out of the military. And later on, as becoming an adult, being out back in the streets, I had a big downfall. And then that's when, you know, I got introduced to the crack. And that became my real big downfall, because then, you know, I ended up getting into the crack and ended up going to jail and ended up, you know, leaving my family. And then I'm in the streets. And that's when I really ended up hitting rock bottom, is when I got in the streets. And life really had a big turn for me, you know. But I didn't look back at the family. I kept on, you know, the crack pulled me down, because it was just like this stuff, it takes over your mind to where this is all you know. And for some reason, it has so much power to where you don't even look back. You don't look back at your family. All you know is, I got to get some more. And you can't, you know, you don't think. All you do is think is, how am I going to get some more and some more and some more? But in the process of going through all of that, I still had that voice in the back of my head that kept telling me, you know you're doing wrong. You know this ain't right. You know you got these kids and this wife back here, you know. And that, you know, that always stayed with me. And I always thought about, every time I put that pipe up in my mouth, I always heard the Lord saying, you need to put it down. But something kept pulling it to my mouth. And I just kept doing it. And I'm going to tell you, I did this so much until there was no more high there. But I kept doing it so much until I kept feeling like I was so messed up in my mind, and I was mad at myself that I wanted to kill myself. You know, because I wasn't getting high no more. You know, but I kept on going. And then I could feel, every time I hit this stuff, I can feel my chest just inflating. And then I was seeing people smoking and their hearts were bursting, dying. You know, people in their house, they didn't smoke so much coke all night. They sat at their table and their heart burst. And we, you know, other people had to run out their house and leave them just for dead. This is how much drugs we were out there smoking. So actually, you know, all I can say is, pulled me out of that environment at the time that I found myself walking on railroad tracks asking this train to come and just roll over me, because I wanted to end my life. And how he did it, he had my sister come look for me. And I went to, I ended up, she found me. I ended up going to a program and got myself cleaned up. But I never looked back. And I've been so grateful to the Lord because that was my new beginning to what life was all about. And I sat and I was thinking about this because my brother, my oldest brother, a half brother, well, he's my brother, but we've never had a real brother relationship. And he's been locked up in a federal prison for very long, most of his life, and he got out. And, you know, I've tried to help him get his life together, you know, because I wanted to get to know who he was. And just maybe a couple of years ago, he ended up getting back into some more trouble. And one day I seen him, you know, he lived in Stockton. One day I seen him, and it was just like I hadn't seen him in almost a half a year. And when I seen him again, it was just like he lost all of this weight. And I was looking at him, and I was just like, Lord, come on, Lord. I know he ain't doing what I think he's doing. And I was just like, you know, come on. I know the signs, man. I've been out here for a long time. What happened to you? You look like you shrunk. Oh, man, I just been working hard and, you know, doing, you know, everything I've been doing. I ain't been eating a lot, you know, and I'm taking care of myself. I don't do no drugs or nothing. And I'm like, okay. Then all of a sudden, you know, something happened, and he said he was at work. Somebody tried to come in and rob the store or something, and he ended up, you know, trying to save the store. But I found out later that that's not what happened, but he ended up, you know, stabbing somebody, and he's back in prison now. But lately, he's been calling me, and then I find out, you know, he's been on drugs. He's been on heroin. Now he's locked up in prison, and he's been calling me continuously. And he's told me, oh, brother, I've turned my life over. I'm reading the Bible, and, you know, let me pray for you. Now he want to pray for me. You've been out here in the streets. I've been asking you to get on the prayer line with me